I'm starting to like this song a little more every time I hear it. Good morning. This is Luca's World. I hope everybody's doing good. Wow, we have so many things going on that I keep changing the pattern of my shows. So you know what? We're just going to start out with this. Okay, so after calling into Thought Crime just a while ago, I wanted to offer a little of the South to the host, Stephen Douglas Whitener, and a little wink-wink to his show. What did that towel-headed woman say in the 1700s? If my sons did not want wars, there would not be any. Right. And we're now finding out that, probably a lot of people knew it before I did, but since all wars are started by Freemasons, drum roll. And please correct me if I'm wrong, but I pulled this out of the South because you guys were talking about the Civil War. And I have a quote here directly from the meme. And please correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think I am, though. The American Civil War was engineered by the Rothschild banking elite. The Rothschilds used a divide and conquer strategy to take back America by creating conflict between the North and the South. The North was to be a British colony annexed to Canada and under the control of Lionel Rothschild. The South was to be a French colony given to Napoleon III of France and under the control of James Rothschild. Abraham Lincoln opposed this destruction of America by issuing the greenback, and we all know what happened to him. So, and again, thanks to Stephen's show for having me, you know, for having asked me about my recovery of two cancers. I'd love to start the show with that because we were just talking about it and he was nice enough to mention it. This is what compassion and empathy does, you know. Again, completely not planned, but again, at the last minute. So this is like what Creator God wants. And we'll get to the numbers to call in just a second. You know, at first, I wasn't really in the position to see what I see now going through the process of healing and everything because I was so preoccupied and, you know, the time was so occupied with that. But now it's a totally different story. I used to start talking gently about my recovery, et cetera, being careful not to assign blame or judgment. But today I write unedited, and I'm going to read this to you. Here goes. And this just happened not even an hour ago. I really wish the medical establishment would care about me coming back from stage 4 cancer in November 2020 to cancer-free now, and all my blood and urine samples come right in within the limits, not too little, not too much, perfect blood and urine. So why isn't medicine, quote-unquote, interested in my healing? Well, why isn't the medical establishment pushing, you know, people like me to go take tests or to go answer questions or to do surveys to find out how I healed so well? And I could even, you know, I could have even invited people on the show. But no. I think you guessed already what the answer is going to be. It's very simple. I was going to say the doctors have forgotten their oath, but I'm going to correct myself. They, most of the doctors, not all, because I have a fabulous one who's just blown away by my improvements every day. Not all of them, thank God. They haven't forgotten their oath, their Hippocratic oath, first do no harm. No, they've replaced it with greed, i.e. personal gain and profit. And they simply follow Rockefeller medicine, Rockefeller orders to save their own ass and, you know, their own employment, basically. Just ask yourself how much you're worth to these creeps when you approach them in their office and the words chemo and radiation start flying around. Between $25,000 and $250,000 a head. I anchored one oncologist at the initial meeting that I went to with stage 4 cancer, cancers at the time, with two of them, bladder and prostate, rapidly advancing, following the urologist or, you know, setting me up with the appointments for me. I went because I had to prove to myself and sit there for a half hour in the waiting room just watching. In this case, couples holding hands and trying to hold each other and trying to attempting to comfort each other, staying close. And there's one woman that I'll never forget sitting there with her bandana on, her head completely bald, shaking like a leaf, looking really weak and frail. And there's this big sign right in front of everybody, right on the wall, that says in big letters, faith. I said to myself, no, not me, okay? When it was my turn, the oncologist looked at me and told me that we could start with the chemo radiation therapy process today for 13 weeks. And I simply said gently that I wasn't interested. His frustration grew with me rapidly, asking me, well, I mean, why did you come here in the first place if you're not interested in the treatment? And I answered very quietly, because I wanted to see for myself that this is nothing but cut, rip, pull out, and sew back, and try this and try that medicine from the 17th century, and it hasn't gone anywhere since. And I've asked myself why. Medical, quote, practice, unquote, I insisted. I looked away for a moment, and when I looked back, I didn't even have time to say, you know, what about your primary oath, doctor? He was on his way out mumbling and almost slammed the door. That was the end of that meeting. Then I set out to get not one, but two T-shirts from Amazon with exactly that written in big letters in the shape of a cross going down the front. It's written faith. I have one black and one white one. It's beautiful. Because that is what healed me. Faith and intention, which breeds listening to your body and acting accordingly. So, that's the end of that one. And I wanted to thank Stephen for asking me again about that. Good heavens, we have a caller already. Okay, so I'm going to give out the numbers, 512-248-8252. And 1-800-313-9443. We don't want to keep the caller waiting. Dan from Washington, you're on Luca's World. How are you this morning?
Hey, pretty good. Hopefully I'm not breaking the rules. I wanted to call to respond to Merv about the last show's topic, about the Civil War. But you bring up a good point about the Rothschilds. And if you look at the Confederacy, the $2 bill had a Jewish guy, Judah P. Benjamin, on their $2 bill. And England and France supported the South, whereas the Tsar of Russia, who was for emancipating his people, was supporting Lincoln. So, you know, when Murph said, I mean, what facts am I not getting right? You have the Missouri Compromise proves the Civil War was about slavery and defending slavery. You had a sick, evil system of slavery ran most, you know, by white elite, you know, crappy people.
Freemasons.
They're evil people, dude. Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, but if you were a big slave owner, you should have been taken out after the Civil War.
See, this is the problem I have with people telling everybody that Jefferson was such a good person and Jackson too. They both owned slaves and they were both responsible for the genocide of the Indian and moving west against the orders of Britain. Britain would say, stay east of the Mississippi, don't go west, and they both ignored it. And you know that's what really started the War of 1812. But that's a whole other show.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and if you look at the importation of slaves after the American Revolution, it shoots up.
Yeah.
You know, the importation.
Oh, yeah.
So they definitely left this issue because they were at the time, and they're like, hey, I got my money. I'll just leave it for my grandkids to worry about.
Yeah.
And that's what the South would have done. The South would have ended up like Haiti, Jamaica, South Africa, Brazil. You know, so I mean, the facts are the facts. So I always go back to the Missouri Compromise, the Jew on the $2 bill, Judah Benjamin. You know, it is what it is, man. So if you compare the culture of the North to that of the South, you know, the North in Massachusetts or New York, these were industrial, moral, better civilization.
Yeah,
because
I understand.
They didn't rely on having a black their backyard.
So well, I'm going to be doing a show on that. Yeah, I will be doing a show on that soon.
Yeah, so just sometimes there's, now I'm not saying I don't like biscuits and gravy or Dukes of Hazzard or, you know, I'm not saying you can't have a monument or whatever, but, I mean, we got to just stick to the facts, you know.
Yeah, and that's what's so hard to do because kind of so many people are, so many people are researching and,
yeah,
and
they almost Jewish kind of baby victim mentality. Like, hey, you were on the wrong side, just deal with it and move on, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry your great grandpa had to fight for some rich slave owner to have slaves. But that, you know, doesn't mean you gotta defend it all the time, you know.
No, I understand, but we have to move on though with the show because this is not really the subject of it, but I really appreciate you calling. So this is something really important for me to share with you. Just a side note, on Luca's World, I will never say that I'm speaking the truth, the only truth, and listen to me and what I have to say, and everything else follows ego, okay, and carrying everything away with it. This is not the case, quite the opposite. And I've said it already on my shows, that Luca's World is a place where I'm sharing what I find. Some subjects discussed can be completely outlandish or far out. But this, see, this is the case with the open mind. And I really want to say this before we get Jim on from New York. I really want to say this. The open mind literally looks for irregularities or things that don't add up. Anything pretty much opposite from what the mainstream BS propaganda media tells us. Okay, and as we're going to see in a clip next week from Dr. David Martin, he shares about how he started sensing exactly that. Irregularities in the patent industry since 1980 when the corruption started. And he developed, or I don't know if he developed, but he's using a program that helps find these hidden trails by means of words and phrases used in different and out of the ordinary ways. The open mind will stay out of the box and attempt to make more sense of what is thrown at us every day. And thanks to TLBTalk.com, again, and I'll always say it, the open mind finds ways, you know, to deal with way more subjects of interest, new leads, fresh information that the media will suppress. That's why we have TLBTalk.com. And we really encourage people to go there and to join us so you won't be shadow banned. The open mind is restless, needing to do more for everyone, in my case, so that, you know, we can actually go deeper into subjects of interest and not to, and I'd love to say this, you know, this is, it's to give my spin, my color on important issues. So please remember that when I'm sharing, it's only what resonates with me, and it needs to be shared in my humble opinion. As my disclaimer says, I will tell you the truth as close to it as I can. It will be useful and it will be necessary for all of you. So let's dive in. We have two callers already. Good heavens. Jim from New York, you're with us.
Oh, good morning, Luca.
Good morning.
You have a wonderful show. I think you have the second best show on RBN after Farron's show.
You said that last week. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Really good show. In some ways, a lot of the great callers on Farron's show carry over onto your show. You know, my topic was the smashing success of the January 6th PSYOP.
Uh-oh. Yeah, see, that's going to be another show, but we can't really... I don't want to sidetrack too much, if that's okay, because that's a whole other show. That's a whole... And I don't really talk about politics that much exactly for that reason, because it's just politics, T-I-C-K-S. That's all they are. They're bloodsuckers, and they're, you know, it's theater, like Shakespeare said. So it's kind of hard for me to address stuff like that, but I appreciate it. Is there any other topic you wanted to talk about, Jim?
Well, no, that was what I just wanted to say, that, you know, I didn't know you couldn't, I thought you could call about any topic you wanted.
Oh, well, hopefully it would stay in line with, you know, the subject matter, because I don't I don't really get into politics, and that's something good to let people know, because I find it, you know, theater. So it's really, you know, another good example today comes to us from somebody on Twitter that talks about David DePape in the Pelosi attack. He was in his underwear. Paul had the hammer before David did. Glass in the back door was outside, so he broke out, not in. David and Paul were alone. So I think that's all the evidence we need. It's like that person coming out of Buckingham Palace on a rope that was stark naked. Remember that? See, yeah. So that's why I don't go there, because there's so many more important topics to me on my show, for, you know, personally.
What is your important topics?
Well, you know, certain things resonate with you, you know, and that's what Luca's World is really trying to focus on, because I didn't really cover the January 6th insurrection, quote unquote, from the beginning, because I knew what it was. I saw right away, within the first day, what was going on, and it's clear.
What is it? What was it?
Well, it's just fake. You know, I mean, the FBI and the CIA are literally responsible for almost every single thing that goes against you and I. It's just completely against human nature. That's what the clue is for me.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I think it was a psyop to warn the American public, you better just stay home and don't try anything.
Exactly.
And it's worked very well.
PSYOP, we can say false flag very clearly.
It's worked very well. Americans are very docile and afraid. You know, they saw what happened to these, well, allegedly happened to these people.
Exactly.
So Well, you have a wonderful show. Thank you for taking my call, and have a great weekend.
I really appreciate you, sir, and I'm glad we could talk like that. Dan from Washington, you're on the air, I think, unless Andy was before him from Texas. I'm not sure. I'll leave that to the producer.
Hey, Luca.
Yes. Luke, who am I speaking to?
Hey, Luca, this is Andy from Texas.
There you go. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. I called up to apologize to you for 2 weeks ago, calling up and disrupting your short hour show and throwing in something that didn't go along with your platform. And you have a short show, and you do have a really good platform. So I'm calling to apologize to you, even though you apologized to me. I think I was the one who should have apologized. So I'm publicly apologizing to you, Luca. So, sir, I'm sorry I busted in 2 weeks ago like that.
Well, don't hang up too quick, because I want to tell you that I love you like a brother for saying that, because I thought, you know, a lot of people did think I was rude, like that woman that called at the last minute telling me I was insensitive, telling me I was cruel, and I was she would never, you know. So I set out to make an apology that week to explain to people, and to you mostly, what my thought process was. And, you know, it's really nice to have you call back and confirm what I thought of you, because I want to do this show for callers, but we're just asking them to please stay within the confines of the subject matter, exactly what you just said, because of time constraints.
Well, and absolutely, and so I'll get off the phone, because I do love listening to your show. I was going to call last week, but here's the thing. You were talking about truth, and you're not proclaiming that anything you're saying is the truth, but you're getting us closer to the truth. And most everybody who's on the radio, who's talking and saying these things, they do believe it's the truth or it's close to the truth, but nobody's actually saying this is the God's honest truth. But as long as we're getting close to it. Anyway, I'll let you go with that, Luca. Thank you for your time.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Andy, and we'll be right back. It's already time for commercial. Good heavens, this is Luca's World.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
I can't believe this. We're already halfway through the hour. That means I prepared 4 hours of material. And the producer is so nice to let me ride this on like a wave every time. Thank you so much for that. I don't want to keep the callers waiting. Dan from Washington, I believe you're on the air. We already took Dan's call. Okay. Okay, so finding this yesterday on tlbtalk.com again, I have to put this in my show. Finally, we hear a politician speaking truth. Gulp, right? Is this really possible, you ask? Well, we're blessed with two of them this hour if we can squeeze them in both. European MP Christine Anderson, and also this clip from Republican Ralph Norman, who, just to let you know, serves as the U.S. representative for South Carolina's 5th congressional district since 2017. Let's have a listen to what he has to say, and I played it twice in a row just to have you people listen to it even better. Let's have a listen.
I guess we all know Joe Biden is not running this country. There is a cabal of unelected elitists who are running this country.
Right. And the joke online was, well, don't fly in a small plane, buddy. Oh, boy. You know, I have to do things differently a little bit and jump to the native world, because this is something I promised a friend of mine that I was going to talk about. And it's really important to know. And if I get cut off in the middle of it, we'll just go for you know, the same thing next week. It's very important to me to mention this, because this is more than 75%, three quarters of my healing, my spiritual healing. Okay. So in my journey, and through my teachings from the Mi'kmaq and being adopted into the tribe through ceremony, I was fascinated. What resonated with me first was, you know, their culture, obviously, and why it was destroyed and the people scattered. The spiritual connection to Mother Earth was deliberately severed. And, you know, as the conquerors learned that the Indian had a connection, a sacred connection that was vital to their life, but not lost forever. I highly doubt that, because I have a special one myself, thanks to them and thanks to my teachings. But just as I saw a huge gap between the Indian and the non-native, and as far as intent and motivation goes, right, I literally saw dark and light, like I was talking on Steve's show just before mine earlier. It's a spiritual war, and I want to become a bridge to be able to be the gap between those people who are just starting out and waking up and those who know so much more than I do. And I, too bad I can't share this picture with you. I'm thinking of all this as I watch a statue that they made of the colonizer face to face with the Indian. And they're like inches apart, face to face. And they have that WTF look about them, both of them. One cannot understand the other and will probably never be able to, it seems. Dark will never understand light. See, this is all coming into a satanic type of agenda. And I really need to talk about this hour, if we have time. Dark will never understand or even, you know, accept light long enough to even talk or have dialogue or love, for that matter. And I think of the Washington quote. George Washington actually said, Indians and wolves are both beasts of prey, though they differ in shape. Okay. And very quickly before the call, I have to talk about the two houses, because Freemason Ben Franklin goes to see the Iroquois because he was really intrigued by the format of true, quote unquote, democracy that the Iroquois enjoyed so much under matriarchy. So he went to visit them, and he was honored to sit under the great tree of peace with them and hear how they did things in the matriarchal lineage that seemed to work so well for them for tens of thousands of years. And it consisted of two houses. What does that sound like? In order to pass a law, and the women were the ones that agreed, like the grandfathers, the good grandmothers, I'm sorry. They had these ideas or new laws that were going to change things. So they had to go through two lodges where the Sacred Council of Grandmothers eventually sat and discussed and voted over them together with the warriors for the good of the people. So, which eventually became the House and Senate. Benjamin Franklin goes home after their meeting, and after 22 years, the first United States were formed under that model. And it didn't last very long, because man has to be the boss, and it's not a woman's world, and, you know, women stay in the kitchen or in the bathroom, right? Or in the bed. See, so I don't want to have the caller wait too long. Mark from Montana, you're on Lucas World. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just ranting, it seems.
I was thinking of taking you off topic, but I'll stick the one that you mentioned on the TLB site. That would be Hitler and what we talked about over the phone.
Oh, boy.
Offline. And his small testicle.
Yes. Right?
You mentioned that it was supposed to have a small testicle that made him a bit effeminate and more sensitive
Well, hang on to your thought, because this was a small segment, so we're going to be back after these messages, and we're going to keep you on. We'll be right back.
Okay.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Down the walls on Luca's show. It's exactly what we're doing, and we're coming back to Mark on the call. But I have to say, before we get him, Mark is from TLBTalk.com, and I've met him there, and we've been friends ever since, and we're hammering the truth out to everybody about Hitler. And I did mention to him how effeminate Hitler was. And while I was talking to my friend Chris, my best friend, who's a historian, a PhD, and blah, 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 he said that Hitler was born with one testicle, a very small one, and there's proof of that. So that means a lot of his, quote, manly issues were not there. And he was too sensitive, he kept saying. He didn't want to hear about the progress of the wars. He just wanted to be left alone and to direct his people. So that said, Mark, talk to me.
Okay, we'll go with that small testicle deal. But we have to remember that there had to be a big one hidden somewhere, because what kind of a man could stand up to what he did in his lifetime? I know he loved his mother. It was something that affected his life. So that, I'm sure that that's where that side of him came from. But if you think about his service during World War One, when he was a runner, it was probably the most dangerous job to have during that wartime. He was a target. He was wounded. He received several medals.
Yeah.
He did not want to cooperate with the enemy. He thought talking to the enemy and was a weakness. Very strong man, obviously.
Yes.
And being a fatherly type, so the little testicle makes sense in that he was an artist. He cared for his people. He loved them. And his life showed it. But just imagine that, what it took for him to do what he did with all those different people coming from different angles at him, and to for him to stand up and bring his people to his side to do the right thing in his in his sight.
Wow. Mark, I can't thank you enough for that. I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
How many people right now can... I'm sorry. How many people right now can say that they're even close to doing what he did in his lifetime? Be conscious of what people need and what they deserve, and to stand up and slap the people in the butt that need a slap in the butt. So when you get your callers that want to take you off topic and repeat what you said or whatever, don't worry about hurting their feelings. They'll get over it. Just give them a slap in the butt and move on.
It's so hard because we only have 1 hour. What Mark is talking about, you really need to see the movie. If you're interested, The Greatest Story Never Told. It's on BitChute. It's everywhere. It's even on Odyssey. And you'll see how many medals he won. You'll see what Churchill was like. And I have a very quick curriculum vitae of Churchill. Was there anything else you wanted to add, Mark?
Yes. Read Mein Kampf, the original publication of Hitler's story. You'll see what he was about. He was a Christian. He lived the way he believed. And also, there are many other testimonies to his life. One of them being General de Grelle. I believe he was Belgian. He served eventually as a general under Hitler. And he wrote a small book on Hitler's and how he was, his behavior and all. So with that, I'll leave you to your show and hope to talk to you soon.
Yes, you sure will. Thank you so much for your call. I really appreciate it.
Okay, God bless.
Yeah, you too. Let's really quickly go through what Churchill was like, okay? And they had to, first of all, get rid of the prime minister that loved Hitler, that praised him up and down, wrote a freaking eulogy for him, and replace him with somebody like, you know, Chamberlain or, you know, okay, so here comes Churchill, and there's a very good reason why they chose him. It shows us exactly what he was up to. 1873, he's already in Pakistan in his 20s. 1897, he's in Afghanistan. Quote, "All that resist will be killed without quarter." Listen to this quote, okay, because you might be able to identify today through this. "We proceed systematically, village by village," he says. "And we destroyed the houses, filled the wells, blew down the towers, cut down the shady trees, the great shady trees, burned the crops, and broke the reservoirs in punitive devastation," unquote. Sounds like he enjoyed it. In the 1900s, he was responsible for the African Boers Wars. 1917, he's in Palestine, calling people there a lower manifestation. Uh-huh. And he has a quote that I love. "Make Palestine an overwhelmingly Jewish state." Okay, this is the perfect Freemason for all this stuff. And, you know, all these gems right before genociding Germany, right up to 1943, Churchill's hatred for Indians in India led to 4 million starving to death during the Bengal famine. Did anybody see a similarity with today, with all the stuff that's going on? 1944, he overlooks a massacre on the streets of Athens with 28 people shot dead and over 128 injured. And I almost forgot, he must have been on a good roll after Germany, because in 1953, he states that Kenya's fertile highlands should be for white colonial settlers only. And he approves the forcible removal of the local population, which he termed blackamoors. And if that's not enough, Well, please check out the Morgenthau Plan. Because the Morgenthau Plan, you know, after blowing up Germany and genociding it, the Morgenthau Plan was a proposal to eliminate Germany's ability to wage war following World War II by eliminating its arms industry, by removing and destroying other key industries basic to military strength. Hello? This included the removal of the destruction of all industrial plants and equipment in the Ruhr. R-U-H-R. It was first proposed by the United States Secretary of the Treasury, Henry Morgenthau Jr., in a 1944 memorandum entitled Suggested Post-Surrender Program for Germany. Okay, and adding to all that, you can always say that one side will always accuse the other of the crimes that they themselves commit. So, again, this is all in honor and in respect and in remembrance of a person I never met, but I would have loved to, John Stadmiller, who is the founder of RBN, and talks about this. And it's so important because if you understand history and you understand that all wars were started by Freemasons, you understand what's going on today, and there's nothing more to be said. So with that, if I can get my computer to cooperate, I want to get into vaccines a little bit because we don't have much time left, and this was one of the most important ones that I wanted to talk about. Oh, boy. So just like now with their vaccines, okay, after all we just talked about with Mark and I, which they're not. They're not vaccines, and that's another lie. You know, in parentheses, I just thought of Biden lying, saying that, you know, gas prices were $5 something or other when he jumped into office, which isn't true. So they can lie all they want in your face, and they're protected from immunity from prosecution. That's how they work. They can put the hand on the Bible and lie through their teeth. From what I'm researching now and seeing very clearly, this effort, it's only been against the people and for depopulation, something they've wanted for ages, apparently, with different variables, right? Of course, you know, some will get sick and die. Some will just get sick and we can profit from them. And others will be okay for the next phase, the next boosters. And those who took the jab, they're no longer human? What if the shots changed your DNA so that you're no longer considered human legally? Uh-huh. So what, you have no human rights anymore, apparently? Have a listen to No Longer Human. It's a short clip. This guy has really done his homework, and he gets angry, so watch the volume.
It's all making sense now. It's really all beginning to make sense. The United States Air Force, the United States military, the Secretary of Defense, and another guy have all just went to get a patent on all people who took the COVID-19 shot. They are asking that they be given the patent to allow them to, because you are already, the United States Supreme Court has said that you are already their property. Now they're trying to get the patents over you, but they're being challenged in court that says, can a human person be patented? Because that would be slavery. Right? I think it's the 11th Circuit, 9th Circuit, the 11th Circuit. Go and look this up. That is making sense. These concentration camps that are being put up nationwide are for them. If they allow this patent, they can come to your home. If you are registered, this is the reason they wanted everybody to be registered in the database. They can come pick you up from your home and take you there and put you in that camp, and you have no legal recourse. you are officially their property. The United States government thinks so little of its citizens. It is asking the courts to allow them to patent people. The people who took the shot. Go look this up. They're actually asking that they want to be able to come and round you up as their personal property. Bet you didn't see that coming. This is how little they think of, this is how, and you see the story I did about, the story I posted on my Facebook page about, Kamala Harris was talking about how the vaccine was actually made 10 years ago. How would you make a vaccine 10 years ago for a pandemic that supposed to just happen 3 years ago? They set the people up the entire time for failure. In 2013, listen, they already had the vaccine, right? They went to the United States Supreme Court and asked them, if we altered people's DNA, could we own them? And the court says yes. Now they're going back to the courts and asking for that patent on those people who have already been deemed property. They just need the patent, and they have the full 100% legal rights over you if you took the shot.
Right.
You no longer have any rights because you are no longer declared a human being.
You know what I mean? He's done his homework. I wish more people would. I don't want to make callers wait too long. I think that's going to be my show line. I don't want to make people wait too long. Kathleen, you're on the air with us. Good morning.
Hey, Luca. It takes a very humble child of God to apologize, and I am very impressed that you apologized to Andy in Texas. So you're a good model for all of us.
And you are too, Kathleen, and I appreciate you very much. And I promised you that I would. What was my answer when you told me at the end of the show you were so angry, and I told you, oh, I'll apologize if I was wrong. And I went back and I did not listen to the show for about 3 or 4 days because I wanted to focus on what I did and what I think that I did. When I went to listen to it, I understood everything. So that's when I, you know, wrote the apology. And we'll talk about that on another show. But Kathleen, you're a model for people to follow by doing what Creator God wants us to do, which is get along and love one another. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
So, this is heartwarming. Okay, so that means that we no longer have rights, potentially, okay? We'll be hearing more on that soon because I'll be working on that like crazy. I'm working on it now, actually. It was all a big lie. Christine Anderson has something to say, too, before I let go of my hour here. I got to have her talk. Christine Anderson is a European Union MP, and she explains. Have a listen to this one. This is in the European Union.
We're pleased to hold another press conference today because of the events unfolding after the committee session of last Monday, when our colleague, who I hope will still be able to join us this morning, asked Pfizer a question, and the answer was really what made the news. Put in a nutshell, the cat is out of the bag. It was a gigantic lie, what they told us, that these vaccines would prevent you catching this virus or would prevent transmission. Well, none of that was true, as it turns out, and based on that lie, all of the mandates, all of the lockdowns, all of the non-pharmaceutical measures as wearing masks, staying at home, curfews, all of that was based on that gigantic lie. And yet, they will not acknowledge it. No, they just go ahead with whatever they want to do with us. I would like to point out a couple of things from the EU Commission's action plan, EU response to COVID-19, preparing for autumn, winter 2023. As you might have guessed, the focus, of course, is still on these hazardous mRNA injections. Well, that's not surprising here. They would like to implement and coordinate effective communication initiatives and strategies to promote uptake of additional injections and complete the primary series of those who have not even begun yet, the unvaccinated. So once again, a particular group of a population is being targeted, and that's what they're trying to do. They would like to increase vaccine confidence by debunking myths and disinformation. Well, who is spreading the myths and the disinformation? It is EU Commission. It is the pharmaceutical companies. It is governments, especially in the Western democracies. They are the ones spreading the myths and the disinformation. They are the ones telling people lies. For what? So that pharmaceutical companies make profits and profits and profits. And the risks? Well, guess what? You, the taxpayers, you will be left with the risks. And then, of course, they want to target, and that they specifically say that, target hard-to-reach population groups. Well, I guess in that instance, they are actually talking about me. Yes, I am a hard-to-reach a population group, because I saw through their lies from the get-go. I'm still unvaccinated, and I will remain unvaccinated. I will not inject a poisonous substance into my body, point blank. So go ahead and try to target me. Good luck with that. Then, of course, they go on with the gaslighting, labeling vaccine hesitancy, this is what they call it, as anti-Western and anti-EU. Can you believe this? So anyone who is not willing to let themselves be injected with this vaccine is anti-Western and anti-EU. No, ladies and gentlemen, let's be clear about this. If you do not want to poison your body, and it is your choice to do with your body whatever you please. Remember, my body, my choice? That's their narrative, actually. Remember that. So, if you do not want to take that vaccine, that has nothing to do with being anti-Western or anti-EU. It is pro-people. That's what it is. And it is anti-globalist elites. That's what it is. And in this action plan, they refer several times to not only COVID-19, but now they slip in influenza. So this will be the next step for their measures, whether it be vaccinations or non-pharmaceutical interventions like wearing masks or staying at home, curfews. Then they will be able to do so when there is an influenza pandemic or wave. And whenever I think they could not possibly come up with yet another atrocity to inflict on people, they sure as heck prove me wrong. The EU Commission proposes now the prioritized administration of the update injection for the vulnerable groups, and then they list who these vulnerable groups are. And they start by saying people aged 60 years and older, individuals with underlying conditions. No problem there. But then they list another group. And you really need to brace yourselves for that one. The vulnerable group among those who should be given priority to take this update vaccine are pregnant women. I have never heard anything more despicable than that, because the point is this: they do not know what this vaccine does to the unborn child. They simply have no clue.
I really think the reason why people aren't getting it is because they just can't wrap their head around the fact that the government doesn't care, and they actually fear people waking up very quickly. Again, fact checkers are really busy scrambling to deny this next gem from 1995. And I'm going to finish my show with this. It reminds me of the Protocols of Zion when they were written and what they're transpiring to today. Okay. This doctor's name is Dr. Pierre Gilbert from France, Pierre Gilbert in English. He's frighteningly close to the mark in 1995. Since it's in French, I'll read it to you. And it's very simple. In the biological destruction, there is organized hurricanes by magnetic fields, which will follow after that is the contamination of the bloodstream of mankind and creating intentional infections. And after intentionally creating these infections, laws will be created to force people to get vaccinated. And the vaccines, this is 1995, don't forget. These vaccines will be everything necessary so that you can be controlled. They will introduce liquid crystals in the vaccines, and these will lodge themselves inside the cells of your brain, and these will become microreceptors for the electromagnetic fields sent by ultrasonic waves at very, very low frequency. And with these very low frequency waves, they will then make it impossible for you to think. And they will be able to make zombies out of you. And please do not think I am at the stage where this is all hypothesis for me. I'm telling you, it's already done. And he did specify liquid crystals, right? Well, in an article I read last night on the LibertyBeacon.com, again, it explicitly says, and this is from Dr. Anna Maria Mihalcia, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, PhD, EDTA chelation, EDTA chelation dissolves the artificial intelligence magnetic hydrogel weapon. See how close that doctor was? In 1995. Some people actually have integrity, you know, and we have to kind of be like Hitler in a way. And I love to say this, and I never would have said it before, but the sensitive people among us need to develop the strength and the courage to tell the truth. Last words, they fear you. They fear you being awake. They fear you waking up others. They fear you being armed. They fear you speaking up. They fear you speaking out. They fear you standing up, and they fear you resisting. Thank you so much for joining this hour. It went too fast. So the other 3 hours of information I'll be sending out in the next show next week. Thank you and have a good week. This is Luca signing off.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. Truth, truth.
Pick out a little